Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. How are you guys holding up in this crazy energy that we've all been in? It's Zoe Moon. I'm here to look at your week ahead, the last week of March, March 24th through the 31st. And I have titled the show Coming to an Understanding. I've also called it Emerging from the Abyss. And I think probably most of you guys can relate to this. So let's start with that, the abyss. A definition for an abyss, a deep or seemingly bottomless pit. B, a wide or profound difference between people. C, the regions of hell conceived of as a bottomless pit. Or D, anything profound, unfathomable, or infinite. So I'm focusing on that as our theme in this week ahead because we've literally been in this since the 8th of March. And we are wrapping it up in the week ahead. So it has been, you know, we're not really, I'm going to like say we can get rid of the definition about hell, I hope, for most everybody. It's not really plutonic. It's not the underworld kind of, abyss. But it is an emotional drain on a lot of levels as you move through this. And it is definitely kind of a space that feels like there are no boundaries and that we are somewhat lost as we go through the letting go, the purging, the karmic turning points, and any past life manifestation that's been going on in our life. So there's been a lot of crossing over, as you've witnessed. There's also been, secrets coming out, strange and bizarre things happening. And it's, you know, it's kind of par for the course because this is an incredibly rare configuration with a eclipse that fueled the beginning of it in Pisces, in cahoots with the ruler of Pisces, Neptune, and then with other personal planetary energy alongside to amp it up. And then as if that were not enough, an extremely rare configuration between the wounded healer energy of Chiron. And again, that karmic south node point that will either help you move through loss or rebalance karma or deal with that portal opening to allow past life souls through. So it's profound, right? It's intense. It feels like a freaking abyss. That's all I can say. And I'm not saying good stuff hasn't come out of it because anytime we're in the Piscean field with this much energy, it activates our muse, and so there can be major things going on with your artistry. It activates the romantic button. Is there a romantic button out there? I think there must be. And so, you know, you might turn a corner with someone that you're in the romantic field with. It activates your spiritual practices and your spiritual pathways and can hopefully draw us back into more meditation or prayer or yoga or whatever, you know, floats our boat in that area. And it's also an area of healing and dealing with hospitals to get that healing moving along. So, you know, there has been good stuff. I'm not trying to challenge you too much with this, but we are emerging in this week ahead because we are ending whatever this story is. And I shouldn't say ending. We are moving through the most challenging part of it so that the story then has all the components that it needs by the end of this week ahead. In other words, you know, you will have either let go or reconnected or lost yourself enough to find some new direction for yourself. And then once we put this behind us, we move into April and there's going to be a highly charged month of, you know, feeling like you have emerged. So that's where I'm at with this, okay? All right, so there are some major focus points in this week ahead. And I definitely suggest, because there is so much personal planetary energy, that you jot down the dates I give you if you want to, like, choose your positive and more challenging dates, the ones to avoid and the ones to jump into in this week ahead. Or you can read the weekly, and I'll post more about it there. So first of all, I just want to say that we are ending the Chiron South Node embrace that started on the 10th, just 2 days after that new moon solar eclipse, and we'll wrap up here on the 27th. So as you move into this week, you only have, 3 days to deal with this energy that has to do with any last major letting go, losses, reconnecting with past life stuff, dealing with wounds, looking at where you need to heal, looking at rebalancing karma. So, yay, there's an end in sight. Okay. We also have Saturn, which tests us and really pushes us to master some new level of proficiency, to grow up, pull up our big boy, big girl panties, get on with it, be the leaders we were born to be, gosh darn it. And Saturn, which really kind of asks us to get real, get serious, look where there are any endings or limits or no's, and work on ways to get around, what we need to do next to get to where we want to go. Asks us to be ambitious, asks us to make commitments long term, take on, that mantle of authority in whatever's going on, and also asks us to deal with the authority types in our life, like our boss, our parent, the mentor, teacher, judge, whoever that might be. And so Saturn has been going forward through Sagittarius for months, and finally here on Friday the 25th, it is going to retrograde. So from March 25th until August 13th, Saturn will be in retrograde motion. The positive side of this is that it eases up on us, because Saturn is a testing energy. So when we have it in retrograde motion, it's a little bit weaker, and that can not only be a good thing, I think, as we can get out from under some of this intense motivation and challenge that we've given ourselves or that others have placed upon our shoulders. And we get to kind of catch up to wherever we find ourselves at this point. It's in Sagittarius, so it's really been asking us to learn something new or teach what we know. It's been asking us to take care of legal needs. It's asked us to get real and serious about religion or politics. Oy, oy vey. You can see some of that out there on the world stage. It's asking us to really look at what we're ambitious about or what we need to master when it comes to the next level of in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, any travel that we may want to do, or our engagement with people at a long distance, or our interest in foreign import-export or cultural differences that can widen our view and that kind of thing. And Sagittarius also rules weddings, so some of you may have been getting serious about what you want to do with that. So, there's a lot here that we've really been striving to move forward on. And now with the retrograde, we're going to get a little bit of easing here. The challenge, if there is a challenging part to this, still lingering in there, it will now turn and face, things from the past coming back around. So, maybe you set some things in motion and now you're going to go back and really fine-tune it and really hunker down on that past stuff that you've already set in motion. You may spend the next few months just letting go of something that you're done with. So maybe you put the legal action into play, and now you get to just kind of excise that situation or person from your life through legal means. That would be one example. Maybe you have been pushing to get your published work out there, or your broadcast out there, and now you'll go back and take care of something that you find out is going on that you really want to kind of get into the specifics with. And the only other challenge I would see is that, as Saturn retrogrades, sometimes some of those authority figures are pulling back, retreating. That may be for just a short time as we, go through this till August 13th, or they might be exiting the picture. Your boss might be moving on to another job. Your parent might be moving into, a retirement community. There can be all kinds of turnarounds with kind of pulling back. Or you may go back and reconnect with a past authority type who can benefit you during this time frame. So there's our Saturn energy. And, I just want to point out that, I'm going to be so glad when there's something different to talk about than this Saturn-Neptune square. But, you know, started last September, ends this September coming up. So we're in a year-long square between these guys. And it does fatigue us. And so, you know, what's happening out there is either you're finding yourself a lot more tired, or your sleep patterns are interrupted, or you're, you know, so you're sleeping way more, or you're up all night. And it's natural under this configuration, but you really need to be aware of it so you don't run yourself down. And when one of these energies, Neptune or Saturn, shifts gears and starts to go in an other astrological direction, at the shift, we can feel that within our body. So if you've been more amped up and not sleeping the last few days, or you've been more tired than normal the last few days, allow for that to kind of readjust to this new direction. And Friday, the 25th, would be kind of the pivotal turning point with that. And then as you come out of it in the days ahead, you'll start to come out of it. All right, so we've got that going on. Now, as far as what I want to talk to you guys about, key dates you may want to write down for the week ahead. When I wrote that this is a week for coming to an understanding, it's because Mercury is very active on 3 days. And so you may want to note these days. Coming to an understanding with Mercury means getting in there and having that talk with somebody, or that meeting, interviewing, auditioning, signing agreements or negotiating terms, making sales, writing, getting into speaking roles, hearing from somebody else, getting the offer coming through, or the decision being made on one side or the other. So these are very strong days to get in there and see this happen. So Tuesday the 29th is a favorable day for the Mercury-Saturn alignment, which means the things I just talked to you about that Saturn's going to ease up on and try to get us to get serious about. Anything legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, wedding, religious or political in the mix. This is a good day, Tuesday, to cement something through that communication or decision making. Wednesday the 30th, Mercury is going to square Pluto. And so that is more of a challenging day when it comes to dealing either with one of those authority types like the boss, the parent, the judge, or when it comes to what's going on the career front or with a personal goal you've set, and look at Pluto themes in the mix with that. So you want to look at where are you in the financial side of things with this, where are you with mortality or with reproductive needs or your sex life or your divorce or any third-party situations that are playing out in the story. I'm not telling you guys really to avoid the challenging Mercury days, because sometimes we have to go in there and have that hard talk to get to the good stuff, right? Sometimes you have to send that email. Sometimes you have to present your idea and be willing for people to, you know, say no at first, or present it to 18 people before the right person hears it. So you don't want to just use astrology to avoid the challenging days. But I also want you to be armed with the fact that there will be some kind of challenge here on Wednesday, so that you go in there strong and that you go in there with enough, if you need to have some give and take, so that you can continue to work the situation, whatever that is. You'll know your own story better than I will at this point. But this is definitely the day to overcome something. And then Thursday the 31st, there is a Mercury-Uranus conjunction, meaning they sit on the same day. And so next Thursday is definitely the strong day for some kind of exciting or surprising moment. So there may be that you run into somebody when you're out and about, and you know, you have that meeting that you weren't expecting to have. You might have an offer out of the blue. You might have a talk that really is exciting. You might have a spontaneous idea or genius idea. And because Uranus is not weighted in the the positive or negative charge, it just is an awakening agent and one of change. There could also be some kind of crazy stuff you hear too. So you know, be on your toes on that day. Watch what comes out of your mouth in case you surprise yourself. But that's that definitely can send you into some kind of new territory on the 31st, which you know can definitely be a good thing if you have some idea of what you want to do. So that's our coming to an understanding, is really communicating on those days and hearing from others and really knowing where we are in this story as we work through all this stuff in this week ahead. And then the last thing I want to talk about is that Venus is also incredibly active in this week ahead. She is meeting with Jupiter and then Saturn and then Pluto and then the karmic south node and then Chiron. before this week is through. That's a lot of Venus energy. And when we have personal planetary activity, it's us getting in there and really, you know, taking some action and getting involved in things. So with Venus, we're looking at either a major focus in this week ahead on the love life or on women or a particular woman, or what's going on with our personal income, or what we're focused on in the field of beauty, whether that's, you know, beautifying your space or your face or anything else. So love, income, beauty, women, the focus in this week ahead. We start on Friday the 25th. Venus is going to contact Jupiter and Saturn on this day. So there is a push in these areas to get in there behind the scenes and research and figure out what is affecting or what is going on here with the income or the woman or whatever. Or there's this potential to kind of get behind the scenes and have some private time maybe in the name of love or whatever you're doing with the beauty project or any of this. And the alignment with Jupiter means you really want to look at the details, deal with the hired help or the coworker or the job pursuit in the mix or getting organized or anything you can do that is health-oriented or involves what you're trying to do for your animals. And Jupiter is a very protective, beneficial energy, and it definitely on this day would say engage others as you go about this. And then the square to Saturn is the challenge, and it is one of two of the big challenges, I think, when it comes to Venus in this week, which means you do, it again, Saturn is going to make you have to get serious with this situation. Is it the legal, the travel, the educational, the media, the wedding, the religious or political theme in the mix? Look at what you need to kind of get real about and what you need to do about it. Then on Saturday the 26th, Venus will align with Pluto. Oh, baby, baby. You know, Venus-Pluto alignments can be like super love and sexy kind of stuff going on, really passionate. It's an opportunity aspect. It can also be about opportunities that align favorably for money flow. This can be your personal income linking up with the flow of outside financial flow. So whatever you need to buy, you would have that money there, you know, within reason, be reasonable, or whatever you're trying to make, you know, there could be this good perk on the back end of it. So really good day to approach people or get yourself busy in those areas, can be about some kind of transformational thing in the area of beauty or with women. And so, it's a power day. Saturday's a power day with that. And then Tuesday, the 29th, Venus is going to come and sit on the karmic south node. Okay, now this is anybody's guess which way this is going to go, but I'm going to tell you the parameters. Again, you're focusing with the woman, the love, the income, or the beauty theme, and you are at a karmic balancing point with it on this Tuesday the 29th. So there could be a loss. You could be letting go of somebody or some situation. There could be some karmic debt paid back to you. You could be helping somebody else out. There could be that doorway opening in the name of those things, love, income, women, or beauty, that has to do with a past life soul reemerging in your life at this point. And then this is followed by the last Venus aspect on Wednesday the 30th, which is Venus conjuncting Chiron. And on this day, we are sitting within the nugget of this new direction we're going to go based on any wounds that we have felt, any wounds or vulnerability that we feel in the moment, any great healing that is taking place, and any direction that our spiritual guru nature is directing us to step towards. And so you may have one of those themes really stand out, or you may have all of them as you transition and are ready to move into this new direction in the name of love or income or with women or for a woman or in the name of whatever you're doing to beautify the world. All right, so that's it. That's our main topics. And so as I go through the signs here, obviously, you know, Aries, Saturn retrograding on Friday the 25th, time for you to kind of ease up on pushing forward with brand new things that might come along over these next few months in legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes. But a really good time if you now need to go back and get serious about any of that stuff that has been ongoing or is past, really fine-tune it, deal with those authority types that can help you go back and look at what your goals were in the past there, and is there one that's worth reviving? Can you better your career momentum by getting in there and getting serious about where you are in that process that's already ongoing or is past and can be and so work on that. It starts on Friday. As far as Mercury getting active in this week ahead, it is all in your sign, Aries, so it's a fabulous week for you guys to get in there and talk about what you want for yourself. And the very first one is Tuesday the 29th when it aligns with this Saturn. So a really good day for you to go in and meet with, you know, anybody over the legal or travel or educational or media, wedding, religious, political interests. And then this is followed on Wednesday by this, you know, getting serious about who, what the goal is or the career need is on the financial front or with the, you know, the intimate connection there or some kind of change that's going on with a higher up type person. And then on Thursday, the 31st, it is just straight up kind of an exciting vibe for you. Again, in talks, meetings, offers, interviews, you know, agreements, sales. So be in the moment on that day as much as you can and try new things. Definitely looks like that will be the best way forward and some good things might come out of that. With Venus, Aries, Venus is still in this behind-the-scenes karmic zone for you in this week ahead. And so love is definitely about rebalancing karma or connecting with past life souls or releasing somebody that you've already kind of gone through the karmic gamut with. And so this may be, you know, depending on what your story is and where you are in that story, this can be a really challenging week if there is some kind of turning point and release of this person. Or this can be a week that really opens the door and to somebody that you feel like you've known forever. You're going to be focusing on Venus, so you know this is about love, or it can also be about income opportunities, beauty, and women. And so what you really want to focus on is what can you do artistically, spiritually, romantically, through research, development, healing, or hospitals, and get behind the scenes and work on it. And again, I'm not going to go through every day of this for every sign. If you listen to the intro, you're going to get all the days that I just gave for that. And then just remember that the 27th marks the end of some of the more serious focusing on the wound energy that we've all had. And so, you know, it's kind of a profound day, although you will tackle it with Venus on the 30th of this week ahead. For Taurus, you know, Saturn retrograding on Friday the 25th is going to start this process of easing up on some of the limits or responsibilities or, you know, ambitions or whatever you've been trying to master on this next level or you've been too tired to deal with on this level when it comes to some big financial matter. So you've been trying to get that moving forward, and now you're going to have that ease up from now till August 13th. So if you've been trying to get your taxes together or the loan paid off or get the loan or the insurance policies or, you know, whatever's going on with your investments or commissions or alimony or whatever that financial theme is, this is the time to kind of catch up to where you find yourself and then really start to go back and figure out how you want to do this, you know, moving forward the next time it moves forward in August, so whatever fine-tuning you need to do there. And then also for Taurus, this is affecting on the personal side of life, easing up on any restrictions or challenges you may have been facing in your sex life or with the divorce or with mortality issues or reproductive needs or third-party situations. So the months ahead are going to kind of give you a little breather from some of that and allow you possibly to go back and reconnect with that side of yourself or to release something. So if you're in a divorce, you could release that. If you've been a dry spell with your sex life, you can go back and reclaim that. So overall, the Saturn thing should benefit you during this period. And then, you know, as far as your Mercury days, Taurus, this is definitely talks that are going to be happening behind closed doors or that involve research and development or healing in hospitals or your romantic or artistic or spiritual life. And so Tuesday the 29th, big day for that, positive day for that. Wednesday the 30th, the day that you challenge yourself over whatever is in the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, religious or political realm. And then Thursday the 31st is the exciting day to move forward with those talks or meetings or news and to kind of try the new things. And then with Venus, you know, it's all playing out in the social sphere for you in this week ahead, and it's the last really kind of important week of activity, the big one, I should say. And so, you know, if this is about you pursuing your aspirations in love or with income or women or beauty, or this has to do with what's going on with a friend or the group you're affiliated with or what you're doing online, social networking, gatherings, charities, astrology, you know, all the 11th house ruled themes, this is your week to kind of get in there. So if you're single, great time to obviously connect with love through friends or group situations or online. If you're in love already, this can definitely be a week where connecting and doing social things together or pursuing aspirations together would benefit you. It's definitely a week where getting in there and making money or finding ways to make money through these social streams is favored. And so, again, you know, I'm not going to, it'll take up too much of the show if I try to list all these dates individually for each sign, but I listed them at the top of the show, so pay attention to those pivotal days. There's four in the week ahead that are really, you know, powerful for that. So that's where you want to go. For Gemini, Saturn is going to retrograde on Friday the 25th in your relationship zone. So you may have had more tests or more, you know, feeling tired or responsibilities or limits or ambitions, you know, that have been kind of testing you when it comes to your romantic partner, business partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, one of those key people. And now it's going to ease up a bit as that turns around and lightens up. And so from now, Friday the 25th until August 13th, you get a little bit more freedom of movement in there, and it won't feel so serious. And it is also a good time for you guys to go back, and if you need to work on something that's already in play there or recapture it or release it in those, you know, with those key people, this will be the time that you can do that. And then the Mercury days in your week ahead for Gemini, definitely these, again, this is like, you know, when you can get in there and have those talks about your aspirations or meet and talk and make choices with friends, groups online, with astrology, charities, social networking, gatherings. Tuesday the 29th, favorable day. Wednesday the 30th, challenging day. Thursday the 31st, anything goes kind of day, but looks exciting. And then with Venus in the week ahead for Gemini, with all the love and income and women and beauty themes, this is all playing out in your midheaven. So there's a big spotlight on it for you, Gemini, in this week ahead. A lot going on here. So you might really be dealing with that female boss or parent, you know, mother or mother figure, or, you know, a mentor, teacher, or somebody like that. Or you may really be pursuing a goal of love or making money or dealing with women or beauty, or you may be fielding something on the career front with this. And so there's just a lot of attention here for you guys to get in there and see what you can accomplish with this and the specific dates and turning points with that I listed in the beginning of the show. For Cancer, Saturn retrograding on Friday the 25th is going to give you guys a bit of a breather from all the added work and restrictions and, you know, responsibilities and testing and challenges you guys have had on the work front over the last months. You've probably been busier, or in just kind of the day-to-day work that you do as well, not just the job, but, you know, every task at hand. You've had a lot heavier weight than is typical, and so this is going to start to ease up. It also may have been testing you over health matters or with pets, with paperwork, with coworkers or hired help, with getting organized and with getting things cleaned up. And so this is definitely going to lighten up. You'll have until August 13th to kind of catch up to where you find yourself. And if you want to go back and then really tend to anything that's already been put in play or reconnect with something from the past or get it off your plate, this will be the time to do it in these months ahead. When we look at the Mercury days for talks and meetings and agreements and offers and decisions and all of that, in this week ahead, Cancer, it's focused on your career or your goals or that parent, boss, judge, mentor, or other authority type. The days that are going to be the most impactful are Tuesday the 29th, when something solid can come into view, Wednesday the 30th, when there is some kind of challenge involving a key other person, It could be an opponent, could be a specialist, could be your partner, you know, something that you need to talk through. And then Thursday the 31st, when something exciting or, you know, surprising can kind of kick things into gear. So schedule your, you know, your meetings and talks accordingly. And then Venus in this week ahead for Cancer, again, when you're focusing on love or income or women or beauty, it's going to be all over the board in this week ahead. And for Cancer, it's really going to say these are the days to get in there in the name of those things and do what you need to do about the trip or the person at a distance, the media marketing broadcasting, the educational pursuit, the legal needs, the wedding, the religious or political themes. A lot, I know, but it's in that higher expansive part of the chart. And so there's a lot of growth opportunity here for you, Cancer, if you get in there in the name of those themes and go for it. And for the breakdown of those days, just listen to the intro. For Leo, in this week ahead, you know, Saturn retrograding on Friday the 25th is going to start to ease up on some of the tension or limits or burdens or responsibilities or issues that have been challenging you when it comes to your love life or a lover, when it comes to children, when it comes to creative projects, or it comes to recreational pursuits. So you might have been kind of under the gun or blocked out from some of this stuff or too tired or just super uber ambitious and testing yourself to master the next level there. And now it's going to kind of ease up over these months ahead, and you're going to get a chance to catch up or go back and return to somebody or some situation from the past and rekindle some stuff while it's a little bit easier to kind of gel into this space. So, you know, you're going to feel that shift in the next couple of days. And when it comes to the days to have your talks and meetings and agreements and hear the news or offers and write and all of this communication energy, for Leo, it is really focusing in the higher-minded arena in the week ahead. So you definitely want to set this up for anything that you want to talk or make decisions about involving legal matters, travel plans, educational pursuits, media marketing, broadcasting, weddings, religion, or politics. Big in this week ahead. So Tuesday the 29th is a solid day where you can cement something here. Wednesday the 30th, challenging day when it you're going to need to kind of work over or around. And Thursday the 31st, when it's just straight out exciting, spontaneous, or surprising, and you want to kind of dive in and do what you can in the moment because it looks like it'll take you into some kind of new direction. So if you get an offer on that day or you decide to share an idea on that day, it can really rev things up. As far as Venus in this week ahead for Leo, when it comes to love, when it comes to income, when it comes to women or beauty, it's playing out in the deepest part of the chart for you in the week ahead. It's all over the place, you know, most of the days in the week ahead. And so it's going to ask you to kind of get in there in the name of those things and get more intimate or deal with intimate issues, to deal with anything that is reproductive or about mortality or divorce. And on a major scale here, to look at where you are financially or where the situation is financially. So if you're helping a woman, you might be, you know, dealing with her inheritance or the bankruptcy or the insurance or the alimony, or if there is something with your own income, you want to look at, you know, where's the 401k or where's the insurance package in this? Or if you're looking at your love life, you may be helping your lover with where you guys are in shared financial responsibilities or interests. And so there's a lot of motivation here to get in and smooth out things or attract what you need to get through these territories in the week ahead. For Virgo, Saturn retrograding on Friday the 25th of March, this is definitely about starting to ease up some of the tension or responsibilities or limits or tiredness or, you know, ambitions that you've had, anything that's really been serious in the area of home or real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, and you're going to get a kind of a break from some of that forward push in those areas to take on more. And so the break lasts until August 13th, and this time is a good time to go back and deal with any past issues that involve commitments or endings or responsibilities or authority types in the mix and cement what you can in the past situation, but enjoy the fact that you can have some lifting of some of the more severe side of what's been going on to, you know, get you to that next level of mastery here. And when we look at what's going on with the days to have your talks and meetings or news and offers and agreements and sales and decisions and all of this, for Virgo, happening in the really deep part of the chart in the week ahead. So really about, you know, communicating about the financial needs, you know, having the meeting or signing the agreements about the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the insurance, the taxes, the commissions, investments, settlements, partners, money, alimony, child support. Or it's going to focus on the personal side of that equation, which would be, you know, meetings that are have a sexual attraction to them, or talks about where you are in your intimate life or with your reproductive needs, or communication about divorce or mortality issues or third-party situations that are playing out in the week ahead. So positive days where you can seal something, cement something, is Tuesday the 29th. Wednesday the 30th is a challenging day where you'll just need to push a little harder, or you'll be pushed a little harder, most likely stemming from lovers or kids or creativity or your own recreational needs. And then Thursday the 31st, the exciting, surprising day where, you know, you could try something different or hear some news that, like, sends you off in some new direction. With Venus in the mix in this week ahead, Virgo, it's all about your relationships. So a really powerful week for the romantic partners, or for business partners and the money that can be made, or the specialist that you're seeing about the beauty interest, or the person that you're seeing about, you know, maybe there's a specialist helping you with a woman, or a woman specialist is helping you, or an attorney or agent, some key relationship here focused on Venus. Love, income, beauty, women. And so this is all over the board in the week ahead. Listen to the beginning of the show for the dates and how that breaks down. But you do want to get in there with these people and move some things forward. With Libra, you know, Saturn retrograding here on Friday the 25th, this is happening in the communication mental zone part of the sky. So Librans have been under a lot of pressure to get serious about, you know, their choices in life over the months behind us, really kind of needing to get in and push themselves harder, overcome limits or obstacles, master something new, take on more responsibilities in talks and meetings, in agreements that they're trying to get pushed through, in sales, in writing or speaking roles, interviews, auditions. And then it also trickles in for Libra into a more mundane part of the sky, which is about being kind of tested when it comes to more that you have to take on or feeling restricted by local activities or short trips or what's going on with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, or electronics. So Saturn retrograding on the 25th is going to ease up on some of the intensity of all of that. It's going to give you a little breather until August 13th. And if there's something from the past you've been waiting on, you can hear about it or get that into play during this time frame. You can go back and reignite that, rework that, reconnect with that. Or if there's something you're trying to get off your plate, you can release that during this phase. So overall, a good time. And also, I would just say, because this is the idea part of the sky, definitely can be a time to go back and pick up some old idea that you had or some old writing project or agreement, you know, brush it off and give it some kind of new life in these months ahead. Definitely favored if you go down that pathway. As far as the days to have talks and meetings in this week ahead, the days that stand out, for Libra, this is playing out in the relationship zone, so really powerful week for sitting down and having that meeting with the agent, attorney, specialist, client, partner, opponent, competitor, you know, advocate, whoever it is you need to see. Tuesday the 29th, a very positive, strong day to cement something. Wednesday the 30th, the challenging day where something going on in the home or with roommates or family, you know, something in that kind of territory may challenge you to talk about. Probably financial needs that you have there. And then on Thursday the 31st, the exciting surprise kind of energy where you can have that talk with one of those key individuals and really see things kind of go in some new direction. And then with Venus in the week ahead for Libra, you know, your ruler here is really focused on the sixth house, which rules our job, paperwork you need to get signed, coworkers, hired help, also any organizing or cleanups, also rules your health and your pets. And so Venus is very active in the week ahead. You know, Venus is trying to help smooth out or attract things here, and she is just connecting all over the board in the week ahead. So you'll have some, you know, really open days and some challenging points. Listen to the beginning of the show for the breakdown of how that plays out. But you do want to focus in on at least one of those topics and move that along to where you would like to see that go. For Scorpio, Saturn retrograding on Friday the 25th starts to ease up some of the burden and test and responsibilities and limits and, you know, some of the heavier things that have been going on focused on making money or your possessions or your purchases or all of the above. And so from now until August 13th, it's time to go back. And if there's still something in the past that you need to work out the details on and get in there and take on, you know, tackle something so you can get it so it's working in the proper structured way between now and August 13th to make money or deal with those possessions or purchases, this is the time. And you may have somebody, an authority type from the past, return during this time. You may be contacting that person yourself. Going back and kind of reigniting those old ambitions in those areas. And then when it comes to the days to have your talks or meetings or hear the offers or news or make agreements, sign, make sales, make choices in this week ahead, it's going to focus for Scorpio on your job with coworkers, with people you hire, with paperwork, with health needs or pets. And so whatever that is that you think you really want to get in there and have a talk about it or hear the news or make the decision about in this week ahead, get in there on these days, Tuesday the 29th, when you can submit something here that involves your income, possessions, or purchases. Wednesday the 30th, the day that's going to challenge you over the third-party shared financial controlling interest kind of side of things. And then Thursday the 31st, when something exciting or surprising can kind of catapult you through the news or decision or meeting that takes place. And then when we look at Venus in this week ahead, Scorpio, it's all over your love life. It's all over your creative life. It's all over what's going on with kids and what's going on with recreation. So it's a really important week because Venus is making so many contacts here. And so I definitely think, you know, aiming at love with the planet of love here in the love house, definitely strong. There's some kind of karmic turning points with that in this week ahead, the last week you're dealing with this major side of things. When it comes to income, you want to focus on creativity and how you can pursue income in those areas. You may want to focus on making money with or for kids or something going on in the recreational field as well. When it comes to women, you want to look at any of those creative love income or kid zone things. And beauty, same thing. You know, is there something you can do with a woman here that's creative or fun or filled with love or for the kids? So lots going on, four major days. Listen to the beginning of the show for how that kind of breaks down and plays out for you. But definitely time to focus on how we turn the corner with this. For Sagittarius, Saturn retrograding on Friday the 25th, major good news for the sages because you guys have been hosting it. And so anytime we host Saturn once every 29 years for a few years, it is a weighty time when we're really kind of redefining who we are by getting more serious and more responsible and ambitious and dealing with letting go of things that no longer serve us in this new chapter of life. And so it's a serious time for the sages. And so, you know, the retrograde phase is going to kind of ease up on some of that heavier stuff you've been dealing with. It's going to allow you to kind of either catch up to where you've been or go back and reconnect with anything from the past that you may want to let go of, anything that's no longer working for you. You've got to August 13th. And for Sage, I would definitely say focus on where you're at with your body, with your image, your brand, your name, your title, your ego, and any personal needs that you feel are relevant in this time in your life and how you can kind of go back and get that hammered out. All right, for the Mercury days for Sag, where you're going to get in and meet and talk with people or hear the news or, you know, make decisions, in this week ahead, it's really going to focus on creative ventures, kids, true love, or having fun. So that can't be too bad. Tuesday the 29th is the serious day where you can really cement things one way or the other based on your needs or what's going on with you in the mix. Wednesday the 30th is the challenging day where you need to really push harder when it comes to the income or the possessions or the purchases. And then the 31st on Thursday next week is when you have that kind of exciting, surprising energy that can kind of jet you out there. So definitely think love, kids, creativity, or fun on that day and who you can meet or talk to. When we look at Venus in the week ahead for Sage, it's focusing in your home or with real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. Venus is all over this week ahead trying to help you smooth out or attract here and work out those karmic turning points with people. And so, again, when you are looking at love, there may be a focus in the home or with family or moves and all that. When you're focused on income, look at ways you can make money through work at home or through renovation or a family business or that kind of thing. There may be a female you're focusing on here, like a parent or a female roommate. There could be a desire to beautify your home in the week ahead, and that's favored as well, although you are going to have the positive and the challenging days, so listen to the top of the show for the way that breaks down. For Capricorn, Saturn retrograding on Friday the 25th kicks off this period where, you know, you've been under a tremendous amount of either stress or responsibility or dealing with limits or fatigue, you know, the serious side of life. When it comes to a romance that's been going on privately or secretly, what's been going on with your artistic pursuits and projects, what's been going on with your spiritual practices, anything involving healing, addictions, or hospitals, and anything in the research and development field. So a lot there for Capricorn. And so this, you know, this, the hard side of that starts to lift and give you a little bit of a break now from March 25th until August 13th. And it does invite you to go back and take care of anything that's ongoing or past and really hammer out, you know, what needs to be structured or ended or committed to so that you're ready to move forward into the next chapter come mid-August. And so you may have a person from the past return or somebody current retreat for a while so that you can get in there and hammer this out, or you might have an old project you want to pick back up and get in there and work on. Or if there's something, you know, with your own healing or addictions that you want to let go of or go back and work out, this is a good time to do so. When it comes to the days to have talks and meetings and sales and agreements and meet with people and hear offers from them or make decisions, it's all about home, real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, and it's definitely the days to look at are Tuesday the 29th when you can make something solid, Wednesday the 30th when you're going to try to overcome some kind of personal or physical challenge in the mix or something about your own needs, and then Thursday the 31st when there's that surprise and excitement and some new direction or new opportunity can jump into the mix there. And with Venus in the week ahead for Capricorn, it's in the communication field. So, you know, you're going to run into love while you're out in your local arena or making a short trip or picking up the phone and talking with somebody or writing that email or, you know, it's all about communication, your local arena. Income, same thing, like a lot, it's really focused on sales and agreements, writing, interviews, short trips, local activities. There can be a tie-in with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, or electronics as well. So if you need to kind of focus in on ways that you want to go about making money through that taking that short trip for the love affair or whatever, this is definitely the time to focus on it. There's a lot here. Listen to the beginning of the show about how that breaks down day by day. For Aquarius, Saturn retrograding in this week ahead on the 25th, this, you know, you've been kind of like either limited or fatigued or taking on more responsibility or more ambition or dealing with the authority types or whatever this Saturn serious stuff is when it comes to personal aspirations, but also mainly when it comes to what's going on in the social realm of your life. So with your friends, your associates, your group affiliations, what you do online, what you do with astrology or charities or social networking and gatherings. And so this eases up now on Friday the 25th, and you get kind of a break from that, the more serious side of that, up through August 13th and kind of catch up to where you find yourself. And you may want to go back and reclaim some kind of serious ambitious thing or reconnect with some authority type in one of those areas during the months ahead, and it's a good time to do so. Also can be a releasing stage if you need to let go of something that you're done with now in one of those areas. Maybe you've finished what you wanted with that group Look at where you are in that mix, and at least there's some good news there with that, right? And then with the days ahead, in this week ahead, for talks and meetings and sales and agreements and decisions for Aquarius, this is straight up in your communication zone. So a very powerful week to get in there and make choices or pitch ideas and sign contracts. And also a powerful week with your brothers and sisters and neighbors, your vehicles and electronics, if you're thinking about, you know, making a choice about something there. Also could be a powerful week for short trips or local community activities. So Tuesday the 29th, you can cement something solid there with a friend or online or some kind of social outreach. Wednesday the 30th is the challenge day where there's either some kind of financial, sexual, or divorce theme in the mix going on. And then Thursday the 31st is the exciting, spontaneous in the moment day where there could be a surprise or some new idea or direction that kind of takes you out. So you might not takes you out in a new direction. So this could be, you know, your idea, somebody talking to you about their idea, some meeting that happens out of the blue. So just be open and spur the moment with that. And then with Venus in the week ahead for Aquarius, you know, she's really wanting to work in the area of your personal income or with your possessions or purchases. So Venus here, you may want to spend on some luxury items or some things that will beautify yourself or your space. It may be about making money in the beauty industry. It could be about making money with women. There could be, you know, focus on buying gifts for lovers, really kind of get in there. This is, you know, Venus definitely tries to help us, and she's making some really good aspects, and she's also kind of turning some karmic corners in this week ahead. So listen to the top of the show where I break that down blow by blow. And, focus on ways that you can make money or do something with your possessions or purchases. For Pisces, Saturn retrograding on Friday the 25th, this is definitely going to start to ease up on some of the pressures and burdens and responsibilities and limits and, you know, next level of mastery you've been going for on your career front or with your own personal goals in life or with dealings that you're having with higher-ups like your director, teacher, boss, parent, mentor, judge, somebody like that. So when Saturn retrogrades, it's going to ease up in these areas so that you don't have as much of an heavy load there or feeling like you really don't know what you're doing and have to master that next level. You're going to have the break until August 13th. But it will ask you to go back to something that you did before that was a personal goal or that was tied to your career front or your recognition or that authority type person. And, you know, hammer that out between now and August 13th. Get serious about what you still feel like you could reclaim there and let go of what is no longer going to work going forward after August 13th. So, you know, it's just giving you a break from some of the current stuff and letting you go back and get the past stuff right or wherever you want that to be. When we look at the meetings, talks, offers, agreements, sales, writing, all the communication stuff in this week ahead, big decisions. For Pisces, it's focused on making money or purchases or possessions. And so you have a really positive or I should say strong potential to cement something on Tuesday the 29th here. And then on Wednesday the 30th, you have some kind of challenge involving something online or with a group or a friend or, you know, something in that social realm that you need to tackle, probably financial or intimate there in the mix. And then on the 31st, you have that kind of surprising, exciting energy around income and possessions and purchases. So there could be, you know, something that you step into that you weren't expecting that can take you off in that new direction. You could have a great idea that takes you off in that new direction or meet somebody. So be open on the 31st. With Venus in the week ahead, Pisces, it's in your sign and it is so busy. So it's a really powerful week for you guys when it comes to beauty and your image or brand or body. It's a really powerful week when it comes to love and where you decide to show up and get involved. It's a really powerful week for making money and, again, how you put yourself into that mix with your presence in the situation or your image or your brand or your title. And it's also a powerful week for interactions with women. And so, again, like with all the signs, there's so much going on with Venus. There's a lot of positive doors opening. There's a few challenges. The challenges are more like karmic turning points here. So listen to the top of the show for the way that breaks down by day and aspect. And that's it. It's Zoe Moon. You can find me at Facebook, facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I really invite everyone to slowly come out of this abyss in this week ahead. Let go of things that are no longer part of your story moving forward. And that can mean things that you're doing to yourself, like bad habits or addictions. It can mean bad relationships or bad jobs, or, you know, anything that bad ideas that you know are kind of holding you back, whatever that is. Allow for this process to rise you up out of this, raise you up out of this, and take you forward, because April's going to be really, you know, fast moving and a lot easier than March has been, I believe. And so here we go. I hope you guys have a great week. I will be back next week, same time. Have a great night.